producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, this is going to be one of those Sunday broadcasts that is particularly jam-packed. Thank you for joining us for this original August 31st, 2014 worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites, again, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. There is so much I want to get into here today. We've got Larry Klayman, played his lawsuit against the Obama administration, naming him in a RICO lawsuit, organized crime, as well as the United Nations and others, and the, of course, IRS persecution. We're also going to get into Obama more than ever becoming a dictator on so many fronts, on carbon taxes and legalizing the illegals. That's all coming up. Paul Joseph Watson will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about two articles he and I put together this week that are so important. 10 conspiracy theories that came true when questioning the official narrative proved crucial. And 10 more conspiracy theories that came true, from a fascist coup d'etat to FBI poisoning alcohol. It's all coming up today on this Sunday transmission. I want to ask listeners something. Did you tell your friends and family to tune in today? We're already reaching 20 million people a week one way or another on the live syndicated radio, YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv, other platforms, 20 million people a week. Let's up it to 40 million. Tell friends and family about the live radio show, about the free podcast that 600,000 people a day subscribe to, the 4 million YouTube views a week just on one channel we've got. There's more than 20 million, you count it all together. We're having an effect, not bragging, just letting you know the good news that the word is getting out, but that we need your help getting the word out. So, 10 conspiracy theories that came true, and then 10 more conspiracy theories that came true. Both those articles have been reposted from Thursday and Friday on this Sunday edition, back up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So, that is coming up as well today. Here's just a few of them. Fascist conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government, called a conspiracy theory at the time, back in the 1930s, confirmed to be true. The FBI crime lab cover-up, called a conspiracy, confirmed to be true. The existence of La Cosa Nostra, or the Mafia, or our thing. FBI said it didn't exist from the 20s into the 50s, later admitted they covered it up. A conspiracy theory that came true. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment, denied, later admitted. The Clintons and the vast right-wing conspiracy and their persecution of the media, denied, later confirmed. The USS Liberty, denied, later confirmed. Germany's claim that Lusitania was carrying munitions, denied, called a conspiracy theory, now confirmed. The Levon affair, Israel staging terror attacks and blaming it on their enemies, denied, later confirmed. Geoengineering, denied, later confirmed. That's just some of what we're going to be covering. Operation Ajax and false flag terror, denied, later confirmed. And people at the time exposed Gulf of Tonkin. That was in the newspaper. They called the newspaper reporters, the San Diego Herald Tribune, conspiracy theorists, even though they talked to people on the ships that we were never attacked. Operation Gladio, state-sponsored terror, denied, later confirmed. Operation Northwoods, denied, later confirmed. The Glywitz incident, Operation Himmler, denied, later confirmed. Tobacco companies deliberately added deadly chemicals to addict people to cigarettes, denied, later confirmed. Hired doctors to say it was healthy, knowing it was killing people. Denied, later confirmed. Operation Fast and Furious to ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Denied, later confirmed. Number 8, NSA spying and mass surveillance. Denied, later confirmed. CIA drug trafficking. Denied, called a conspiracy theory. Later confirmed. The CIA's heart attack gun. Denied, later confirmed. We have these two articles on Infowars.com. Right now, with links to all the admissions, so you send this to people who deny it, you send this to people that say there's no such enchilada out there, and see what they think about that. We're going to cover this in more detail with the always informative and riveting Paul Joseph Watson, Dr. Michael Kaufman on the UN power grab and Obama, what carbon taxes will do and the nature of the UN, what makes them tick, Larry Klayman, and yours truly, Alex Jones. Stay with us. Get locked and loaded and strapped in.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs high.
When the blood runs high. In this time,
give it to me easy.
And let me try with pleasure.
Only on the Alex Jones Show do you get Roncaster karaoke. Crank it up. Who's your daddy? Is he a Russian strongman like me?
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
All right, getting serious, folks. We have got quite a broadcast lined up for you on this Sunday transmission, the 31st day of August. We're about to be 9 months into 2014. Hurtling towards 2015. Monday through Friday, we're here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. live, and back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. Okay, we've got Paul Joseph Watson joining us to talk about 20 conspiracy theories that turned out to be absolutely true. I know it's heresy and a thought crime to say that there was ever any corruption anywhere, but we've got to put the facts out there. It should be very informative. Then we've got Dr. Michael Kaufman joining us to break down the fact that Obama plans to just skip the Senate and put us under UN control with taxer boxes that are already in all the new cars right on time. We told you they were being put in there to tax you by the mile, but now the Department of Transportation came out last week and said, oh, yeah, we're going to do that in the next few years. It's all part of the UN. That's where Obama gets his authority. Public doesn't know any better. Why not? And then we've got the IRS persecution going on and more. Larry Klayman is going to be joining us, founder of Judicial Watch, heads up Freedom Watch USA. He's joining us, so it's another jam-packed Sunday show. A lot of listeners have pointed out, man, this two-hour show seems to have even more info in it than a weekday show. I don't know if that's the case, but it is hard-hitting because we condense everything down. But I'll tell you, before I get into Putin threatening on Friday to say, hey, we got nuclear weapons, quit pushing us around, regardless of what you think about Putin, the West is overthrowing Ukraine and stirring stuff up over there, and George Soros is right in the middle of it. Before we get into all the other news, and the Feds warned of imminent terror threat on U.S. border while they've been ordered to open it up, before we get into all that, I want to tell you what's coming up in the next segment. This is so important. There have been a lot of articles on this in the last couple of years, so I sent John Bowne and Leanne McAdoo, two of our great investigative reporters, out to Northern, Central, and Southern California this last week, and they filed these reports on InfoWars Nightly News Friday night. In the next segment, we're going to be covering this. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shut on quake fears. And that was August 25th, just, I don't know, 5-6 days ago. A federal nuclear inspector urged U.S. regulators to shut down a California nuclear power plant until tests show its reactors could withstand shocks in nearby earthquake faults. It's on a fault there in Devil's Canyon in Southern California, according to the Associated Press and others. Well, see, this just opens up. This type of story is a Rosetta Stone, a decoder. It's bigger than just this reactor built on a fault line with the 6.0 that just happened a week ago. I guess, a week ago today, 7 days ago, last Sunday. This is a big deal because it goes to the mindset of building 6 reactors at Fukushima on a fault line and in a tsunami zone. And when they built it 40 years ago, 37 years ago, people said, you're crazy, don't do that. And they said, oh, shut up, you're anti-nuclear power. No, I'm anti-glowing in the dark. Nuclear power would be fine if these companies cared, like General Electric. You know, the mafia group that's paying to have power plants shut down that they don't own, but they get a waiver from Obama and increase their profits. So your power prices explode. That's what this whole UN thing's about. Congress wouldn't pass a law to shut down the rest of them because everybody else gets to have them. China, Mexico, you name it, the dirty ones, not the clean ones. You know how big that is? But I digress. I mean, I'd rather have carbon dioxide that plants breathe than water vapor. It's all that comes out of them now versus nuclear reactors. But this goes to the point of what type of elite builds 400 and something reactors around the world, most of them in earthquake zones. There's 5 reactors in California on or beside zones that if there's an 8.0 or higher are going to melt down, ladies and gentlemen. And their answer is just say, oh, it didn't melt down. It's not a problem. Here's a new report out. Scientists drastically underestimated the amount of Fukushima radiation worldwide. And that's come out in the Associated Press and other publications. Cesium-137 levels in 2010, 0.00000001 MBQ mecquerels or whatever you call it, blue rating, CS-137, I don't know all this physics stuff. Now, the levels of it have increased 1 million to 10 million times after Fukushima. Let me give you the sources of all this. The article's up on Infowars.com. I mean, this is just insane. And their answer is, oh, radiation's not bad for you anymore. Just like they wouldn't let our troops use DU until 1990. They had it since the 50s. And they said, you know what, just use it. And now they're using it at government shooting ranges all over the place. I mean, it's crazy town. It's crazy town. This is the type of stuff that is going on. And it is so incredibly frustrating. Look at this. This is from the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology, published by the American Chemical Society last year on Fukushima. 10 million times. That's just one of the isotopes. There's a whole bunch there. I don't have time to read. It would take 2 hours, literally. The EPA came out and said, we'll just raise the level and say it's safe. Then they covered up the fish full of it. Again, it's suicidal. It's a bunch of crazy, greedy nihilists who don't care about anything anymore. And now they went in when Ukraine 6 months ago voted to not join the EU and be sucked dry like Spain and Greece and Ireland and England by these globalists, where they grab your private bank accounts, all the rest of it. Hey, join the EU. We take part of your bank account and give it to billionaires. Bail-ins. They've now been rolling weapons in. They have the CIA director over there with mercenaries. They're attacking Russian-held oil fields and gas fields and industrial complexes they built in Ukraine over the last 60 years that they own. They have contracts with Europe for the gas, and they're trying to take those right now. So, of course, the Russians have special forces in there fighting. And then Putin's now escalating, saying, all right, we got nuclear weapons. Knock it off, NATO. Because NATO's moving weapons back in. And again, it's not that Putin's an angel, but he's not the one opening our borders. He's not the one funding ISIS like Obama. He's not the one doing all of this. Russia is not in an offensive posture. You know who is? China. They're running around buying up the rare earth minerals, buying up the oil and gas, buying off the politicians, telling our media what they can report. And I'm not an anti-Chinese government. I'm anti-communist. They got mobile execution vans. They got massive public exterminations. Putin doesn't have that. Putin might spy on people. Look what our government does. The point is that the globalists are the ones running our country into the ground. And now the West was some of the best about running reactors properly and stuff. We're so corrupt now in the West. We used to be some of the most upright people on average. We've gotten so decadent in our political elite, they don't care about reactors leaking. You know, you can look up the studies. Over 90% of reactors worldwide are leaking. Leaking bad. And they don't care. So coming up in the next segment, we've got a report talking to people on the street about this and bringing up these news articles to people to try to draw attention to this. You know, earlier this year I sent Ja'Kari Jackson and some reporters out to, who else we sent it, Don Salazar and others out there, to go with Geiger counters and field meters, three different brand-new calibrated units, and to get levels, in some cases, 15 times safe levels, all up and down California, from northern to southern. And they're out there again getting readings. And again, it isn't even about the radiation. It's about an elite that don't care. See, they don't care about starting a nuclear war with Russia. And that's where all these top analysts say this could go. If we're not worried about this, it could end up happening. This is the type of attitude that ends up getting us all dead, dead, dead. We'll be back.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Love it or leave it. What do you do when there's a global government run by the UN and private interest, and they won't let you leave because it's a planetary regime, a prison planet? We're going to go to these reports with Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne here in just a moment, then come back with Paul Joseph Watson and the top 20 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And it's all bibliographed and documented, mainstream sources and government sources, at InfoWars.com right now. These articles are from Thursday and Friday, but I want to go over them with Paul Watson. Those are linked up there. Please spread the word about the broadcast to friends and family. That's how we reach 20 million people a week on average. It's a very conservative number, more like 20 million a week on YouTube alone. But we know on AM and FM stations it's more than 10 million a week, and then Internet's more than 10 million, 600,000 a day on the podcast. A lot of that's a conservative number. And I'm not bragging. I'm giving you the good news. That liberty is popular, that liberty is cool, and we're reaching more people. We can legalize freedom, like Ron Paul said. Just keep telling friends and family, your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, about InfoWars.com and these groundbreaking, incredibly important reports. We can draw attention to this. Just like we did earlier in the year, we went out, showed the higher radiation levels. It made the Navy come out. They admitted it, drew attention. Now there's city investigations and more all up and down the West Coast, not just California. And we were in the newspapers. The San Francisco Chronicle, San Jose Mercury News, they all said because InfoWars.com did these reports. Well, we're back out in California right now drawing attention. You can do that as well.
Michael Peck released a report to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2013, and according to that report, there are three fault lines nearby this power plant that would cause enough motion that it would bypass this particular plant's shutdown safety precautions. That means something very similar to what happened in Fukushima. Everyone thought that that plant was very well constructed, could withstand large tsunamis, but again, that was not the fact. Experts would have us just bury our heads in the sand. But some are already preparing for the inevitability of America's Fukushima.
If Diablo blows, nobody's staying around to use it. I've actually got backpacks in my car, you know, for heading out. Preparedness, I think, is very important.
Yeah.
But the whole idea that they're going to sound the sirens and we're all going to head north, it just won't work.
Yeah.
Northeast. So yeah. I wish it wasn't there. But it is, and maybe they'll deactivate it, and that would be fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think it's great how the citizens on our own can be prepared, yet, you know, we're asking our government basically to take care of us, and they're, you know, telling us to look the other way.
Yeah.
And how can you do that when all of this is at risk?
Well, it always comes in the limelight once there's an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So the Napa earthquake has made everybody kind of think about it again. You know, that a good earthquake would cause the plant to blow. And would want to get out of here.
When you look around and you see all of this beauty, all these families, all these people, how does that make you feel knowing that they're okay with a potential Fukushima situation here in America?
We know we couldn't all get out. You know, they say head north. I mean, yeah, head east, northeast, once the plant warns us. But you know that you couldn't do that. The freeway would be jammed. That's why, you know we could go across the Santa Maria River bed and head south. I raised seven children in this town, and I taught them all to run home no matter what the school told them, because we were going to hop in the car and get out somehow. They weren't going to wait for school buses. But, yeah, it's a big problem. They say we provide 20% of California's power at that plant. But I think they named it Diablo for a reason.
Should this plant be shut down until they can prove that it's not going to annihilate this entire town, if not the entire state of California? Reporting from InfoWars.com, I'm Leanne McAdoo. Nuclear core reactors that are just right over in that canyon are some of the most dangerous in this country. They're right on a whole bunch of fault lines, and an inspector that works there is trying to get it shut down because he said at any minute it could be Fukushima here in America.
Wow, that's outstanding. If I had known this, I would have never come here to take a swim.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
No, that's great.
Worthless.
No, that's perfect, because that's what I think.
When did they realize of this fact?
Well, the gentleman has been working for the last 5 years. He's been an inspector there, mm-hmm. and he had a report come out in 2012 that just basically spelled all of this out. But they're hiding this report, kind of, and saying, oh, it's fine, we've checked it all out. And he's saying, it's not fine, it's built on sand. Uh-huh. It will move when an earthquake comes. And just because America does that, they're like, it's fine. Yeah. Can you imagine this beautiful place being covered in plumes of death?
Actually, I could be very disappointed because there's so many animals, you know, and this is surrounded by nature and the atmosphere is great in here. Actually, we came for surfing and it could be very dangerous issue for all the people that live here in the coast. And all the ecosystem.
Yeah, they already had to shut it down 2 years ago because it had a leak here.
Oh,
yeah, so happy swimming.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so if California's Fukushima goes off, if Diablo Canyon erupts, it's not necessarily going to kill everyone, but it's definitely going to give people tumors and cancers and kill everybody's food for a long while.
You've been saying that the big earthquake is what you're talking about, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What they say that is going to happen is it's going to destroy all of California, bring everything down, so therefore it would kill everybody, most likely. And if everything does happen like that, that'll explode and every other power plant in California will explode.
So it's going to have a chain reaction.
Probably.
So then wouldn't you say that it might be best to shut it down, or do you think that shutting it down wouldn't be a reasonable thing, considering that?
There's no power for people who need that power. I mean, what would happen? What would they have to do to make it so that everyone else has power, that they get power from that plant over there?
I would love to get into the debate about alternative energy, because I just wish they would do it, but they can't, because it's like 25% of the state's power coming from there.
And they can't get that much energy out of the ocean.
Why?
Because they'd have to tear out the beach. They'd have to put mills to get the ocean water to make them spin. And they can't, and then there would be no beach here, so this wouldn't be a place to go.
So then they just build it right next to the beach and hope for the best.
They can't do that. To get 25% of the state's power, they would have to take out this whole beach, and probably three or four more.
Mm-hmm.
I think the oil's worse, though.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't have this here, though, do they?
Well, they're fracking out there.
Huh?
They're fracking.
What's that mean?
They're, like, splintering the surface of the earth, fracturing it, and sucking out all the minerals by pumping it.
But there aren't any out
filled with. Well, you can't see them.
Usually you can.
No.
If you go down to L.A., you see them. You look out there and you see these big, giant buildings.
Again, groundbreaking reports. Great job, Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne. And great job with the Sunday crew in here working hard. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from London. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, thanks for joining us on this Worldwide Sunday Original Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. It's got to be the best Deep Purple song. It is so hard to turn it off. It's just amazing. Right here, listen to this part. Yeah, we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to thank all of our great affiliates for joining us today. right there. Listen to that guitar. Oh, man. That just makes me feel smug. And I'm not usually an arrogant person, but just that, oh, that guitar right there. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Yeah, we'll be seeing some of that if there's nuclear war with Russia. Let's hope cooler minds prevail. All right, we wrote two articles last week, I guess on Thursday and Friday. I mean, I came up with some of the ideas. Paul did most of the work at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I've had them reposted together to the front page of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm going to retweet them out as well at Real Alex Jones. Because anybody disagreeing with you saying there's no such thing as a conspiracy theory, there's no such thing as government or big groups doing bad things, that's just asinine. We know historically over and over again that powerful combines, organized crime, you name it, get into corporations or government. It could be small town boss hog type stuff. It could be the gang, the Nazi mafia taking over Germany, the communist mafia taking over Russia. We know this happens all the time. We know what tyranny is. But back in the 60s, and Paul Watson's written about this, the CIA came out, this was declassified a few years ago, and said, hey, anybody criticizes any corruption, we just call them conspiracy theorists. And we tell the mainstream media, state-run media, to make fun of them. Sure, there's a lot of kooky stuff out there as well, but just questioning is an American or pro-liberty value. It's not bad to question. And so the article, again, came out Thursday, 10 conspiracy theories that came true. And then the second article on Friday, 10 more conspiracy theories that came true, from a fascist coup d'etat to the FBI poisoning alcohol. There's a lot of them, 20 of them, but what's really neat to read is the comments, thousands of them, under each article where people bring up other confirmed. I'm going to say that again, confirmed. Anybody can theorize and think the Queen of England is, made of cheese. We all know that's not true. But could you say the British government's been caught shipping narcotics? Yes, that's been declassified. And people said it at the time and got called conspiracy theorists. So Paul Watson joins us in this segment, the next, in that little five-minute no-man's land at the start of the next hour. Paul Watson, you've got the floor. I already talked about some of these earlier, but of the 20, what do you think's the most important?
One of the most interesting ones, Alex, is the first one in the second part of the series, the business plot, this fascist conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government, which of course occurred back in the 1930s. Prescott, Bush, and all these heads of big banks and corporations like Chase Bank, Goodyear, Standard Oil, DuPont family, they approached Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler with this plan to install a fascist dictatorship by force. They expected him to oversee it within the army. But he actually ended up blowing the whistle, exposing the plot to the United States House of Representatives Special Committee on Un-American Activities. What's interesting about it, though, from this perspective, is at the time, the New York Times said that it was, quote, a gigantic hoax that this plot ever existed. Turned out, actually, that the committee concluded that Butler's allegations were credible, so it was a very real plot, but at the time the media dismissed it as a gigantic hoax, as a conspiracy theory.
It really is incredible, and that's just one of the points that you bring up. The existence of the mafia, that was called a conspiracy theory until the mid-50s, because they were blackmailing some of the top FBI people. That later came out. That's in there. The FBI poisoned alcohol during Prohibition. Folks, we're not demonizing just the FBI. It's just these are well-known conspiracy theories that were reported at the time and denied as conspiracy theories. Paul, the sky is blue. They could call that a conspiracy theory, but it's not. 2 + 2 = 4.
What's interesting now, Alex, is that the main modern day progenitor of conspiracy theories is the U.S. government itself. I mean, look at MH17 shoot now. But days after the event, they were asserting that it was shot down by Russian-backed rebels, failed to provide any hard evidence whatsoever. And in fact, we called for the release of the air traffic control tapes. Now, 5-6 weeks later, they are non-existent. So time and again with these major events that go to, prolonged wars, act as casus bellies for wars, for military expansion, the governments are the one progenitoring the conspiracy theories because they never back up their claims with hardcore evidence. And you can go back to incubator babies, in Iraq and weapons of mass destruction. You can go back to Northwoods. What's interesting from this perspective, I mean, we had Cass Sunstein come out, obviously, back in, I think it was 2008, with this cognitive infiltration idea. He proposed the need to have government agents infiltrate conspiracy theory forums and so forth in order to counter conspiracy theories about government corruption. But even in that program, he admitted that some conspiracy theories previously dismissed as insane and fringe had turned out to be entirely true. And he gave the examples of the CIA administering LSD and mind control experiments, the DOD plotting the commission of terrorist attack inside the United States. So even Cass Sunstein, from his perspective of trying to dampen down and quash conspiracy theories, admitted that many of them are in fact true, as we document in these articles.
Let's continue. There's 20 of them in the two-part article, reposted Infowars.com. But again, there's hundreds of other admitted conspiracies. Let's talk about some of the big ones that are on record.
The USS Liberty is a big one because, of course, Israel swore after they attacked this ship in 1967, killing 34 crew members during the Six-Day War. They swore that it was an error and that they had mistaken the ship for an Egyptian vessel. And, of course, both Israeli and U.S. government investigations accepted that version of events, and it stood for decades. But then in 2007, and you had a lot of these people on your show at the time, the declassified government documents came out, as well as the recollections of the former military personnel who were there at the time, where the NSA had intercepted the communications from the Israelis, proving that the Israelis knew they were attacking an American naval vessel. So again, another example of a conspiracy theory about Israel knowing that this was a U.S. vessel. That was labeled, debunked as a conspiracy theory for decades, only came out really solidly. Of course, we'd had testimony before that, but only actually confirmed in 2007 that they knew it was a U.S. vessel.
Therefore, that's right. They had members of the JAG, Officer Corps, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Others went public, as well as some of the Israeli pilots. It's now admitted it was a false flag to blame it on Egypt. That's just a fact. Governments all over the place do this. Our government's done it. The Russians have done it. People need to stop being so naive. Governments stage things to be able to blame their enemies, period. And that conspiracy theory has been proven true, and it's linked in your article.
And then an even bigger one, of course, World War One, the sinking of the Lusitania. Of course, Germany put out an advisory before the Lusitania sailed, warning that they would target ships which they knew contained munitions.
They named the Lusitania. They named the Lusitania.
Exactly. And this conspiracy theory, as it was called at the time, was only proved in 2008 when they actually, the divers went down and discovered more than 4 million rounds of rifle ammunition hidden in cargo holds that were labeled, you know, cheese, butter, and oysters. So when they actually went down and searched the wreckage, they found that, yes, indeed, the Lusitania was carrying all this munition, all these weapons, and that's why it was targeted by the Germans. Of course, that wasn't the story at the time. The story was that this was an unprovoked attack, and, of course, it was used to basically start World War One. So, again, a major, major incident that was labeled a conspiracy theory right up until 2008, when it was proven true that the Lusitania was indeed carrying those weapons.
So, conspiracy theories that were proven true coming up. Now, I'll tell you one conspiracy theory that isn't when we return on the other side. Because I'll tell you who the real conspiracy theorists are on the other side. We are not. We're into fact here, ladies and gentlemen, and critical thinking, which is more and more outlawed.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LASIK. Kick some ash with LASIK's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LASIK.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. You're listening to us. Thanks for tuning in. On your holiday weekend, Paul Watson joins us from London, England. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. A beautiful, wonderful city that my ancestors have been in for a long time. Now overrun by socialists from California who are trying to ban guns and stuff. Not against Californians, you've already collapsed much of your beautiful state, now you're here. It doesn't matter, it's what you do. Side issue, that's not a conspiracy theory, that's my opinion, which you're not allowed to have. They call that a theory. You're not allowed to have your own opinion. That's what all this conspiracy theory labeling is about. And that's linked in Paul's article and my article in the second article dealing with the fact that the CIA said call anyone questioning corruption a conspiracy theorist just to shut down debate. Basically like calling you a heretic. Now let me give you some real conspiracy theories that are total baloney. In fact, we should come out with an article next week, Paul, on 10 government conspiracy theories that were total bull. And, of course, that would be Al Gore inventing the Internet when the Internet was invented by DARPA back in the 60s inside the CIA and government facilities and universities. That's on record, too. 2 + 2 = 5 in Common Core. That is a total delusional conspiracy theory. They teach kids that under Common Core to literally screw up their minds. If you're a corrupt government that tells you that you didn't build your business and that raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt, as Obama famously said, well, you know, then you've got to teach people that 2 + 2 = 5. So there's some conspiracy theories that are total baloney. Carbon dioxide causes global warming. All the major studies show that carbon dioxide goes up after warming because there's more life on the planet, more plant life. But that doesn't matter. I mean, ignore that. Just call us the climate deniers. Paul Watson, let's get into some of the other conspiracy theories that turned out to be true in the two articles that are on Infowars.com.
Yeah, well, obviously, the major one used as a casus belli for war was the Gulf of Tonkin. Of course, we were told that the USS Maddox was attacked by the North Vietnamese. Never happened. The attack never took place. It was used to start the Vietnam War and that whole disaster. And then again, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we had Operation Gladio, which was where NATO stay-behind teams carried out terrorist attacks to demonize leftist political groups in Europe as terrorists. So the main example would be the Bologna train station bombing in 1980, which killed 85 people, blamed on the Red Brigades. Eventually turned out that the Italian Secret Service was responsible for the attack. And of course, again, that was a conspiracy theory that Gladio was about a NATO false flag terror operation for decades, until it came out in parliamentary investigations from eyewitnesses, from whistleblowers, that that was precisely what was taking place. It was a state carrying out terrorist attacks to demonize political groups, which were seen at the time as a threat to the power system. The Gleiwitz incident, which we saw almost a replay of last week, where Russia accused Ukraine of staging the incident where Russia made the incursion with the so-called military convoy onto Ukrainian territory. Ukraine claimed they destroyed the convoy. Russia came out immediately after and said that they could have even killed their own people just to stage this incident, or it never happened at all. And that's similar to the Gleiwitz incident in 1939, where 9 days before the incident, Hitler said, quote, "I will provide a propagandistic casus belli. Its credibility doesn't matter. The victor will not be asked whether he told the truth." And that was 9 days before German operatives dressed in Polish military uniforms seized this radio station near the Polish border in Germany, beforehand broadcasting a propaganda message in Polish to make it look as if the Poles had carried out the attack. The very next day, Germany invaded Poland, with Hitler citing that very incident as one of its pretexts. So again, many of these conspiracy theories that turned out to be true are major, major incidents that lead to wars, lead to invasions of foreign countries.
And, of course, Gleiwitz was part of the overall Operation Himmler, is declassified, is public. And early on in World War II, the Nazis denied it and said that it was made up and a hoax that they had staged those events. They even dressed up prisoners in Polish uniforms and shot them to have dead bodies on the newsreels that people would go see movies and watch news before it, before the age of television. So this just goes on and on and on. Let's cover some more of the admitted conspiracy theories that turn out to be true. White people claiming there was organized crime with the Italians, and imagine the FBI saying it didn't exist until the mid-50s. I mean, that's like saying, again, the Atlantic Ocean doesn't exist. We now know there's organized crime in every ethnic group. Imagine how naive the public was to believe the FBI that it didn't exist.
Precisely, and then there are a couple of more involved in the FBI. You mentioned at the top of the show, the FBI poisoned alcohol during Prohibition because, of course, it was virtually impossible to enforce these ridiculous laws. So they attempted to do it in a way which basically killed people. I mean, there are all kinds of conspiracy theories, so-called, by the media, which are proven about the government meddling with food and water supply, the environment. Back in the 1920s, during Prohibition, the FBI enforced the law by deliberately poisoning alcohol with things like methane, formaldehyde, ammonia, arsenic, and kerosene. They even added rubbing alcohol, which is made of water and propane, basically destroys your internal organs. They also added paint thinner. So an example of how the government deliberately poisoned people in order to enforce the law. Of course, another one is the FBI crime lab cover-up. This emerged back in the early 90s from Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, one of the FBI's top scientists, and a whistleblower on how the FBI would deliberately manipulate crime lab data in order to sway trials and frame innocent people. So there are hundreds or even thousands of people innocent but sent to jail as a result of this crime lab data being manipulated. And then it only came out in 2012 that the Justice Department had been, quote, withholding information for years about these cases. So again, it was denied for almost two decades.
Just like they denied giving people syphilis in Tuskegee, that's in there. What about the Clintons and the vast right-wing conspiracy? They've now released a few months ago, as you have in the article, from the Clinton Library, that indeed they were working with the mainstream media to demonize anyone questioning corruption. And they said in there, because we don't want a new independent press to rise, we have to discredit the idea of a citizen press.
Precisely. It was part of the war on new media, which at the time, of course, was mainly centered around Matt Drudge and, to a lesser extent, WorldNet Daily. But they had this deliberate policy. Hillary invented the pejorative term vast right-wing conspiracy to demonize the new media as not being credible, being kooky. And they had a deliberate policy to stop these stories that were coming out from the likes of Drudge from being picked up by the, quote, mainstream media. So, exactly, it was a deliberate attempt to control the media via their operatives in the media, just like Operation Mockingbird.
And by the way, if folks simply go to Infowars.com right now, you can read these articles, follow the links to the Clinton Library documents. We're not just saying this here like mainstream media does, where they just make claims and don't show proof. We're showing you the proof. What about geoengineering? That's one we should end on, Paul.
Yeah, that's the final one in the second article. Of course, for years throughout the 90s, people were pointing to evidence of these geoengineering projects taking place, of course, linked to the phenomena of chemtrails and atmospheric manipulation. But we only actually really got the hardcore documents in the latter years of the previous decade, around 2008-2009, where the government is indeed conducting these large-scale, indirect, semi-direct aerosol campaign sprays. Programs where they're basically spraying artificial chemicals in the air for tests on weather manipulation and so forth, and they admit it in their own documents, which are now public and on the internet. Before that, it was a conspiracy theory that the government was manipulating the weather. Of course, now we know that that's way, way in advance of anything we ever knew about. It's way in advance of cloud seeding, weather weapons, which Ben Livingston was talking about in the 60s. That's all
exactly. And in closing, we're going to come back with five more minutes with you, Paul, but the big problem is then they have total kooks out there that claim that every contrail is a weather manipulation. That then discredits all the real research, and then folks don't look into what's admitted, because it's not called chemtrails in the government documents. It's called geoengineering, basically terraforming, and Bill Gates and others are involved. Follow the links to government documents and admissions at Infowars.com. In 10 conspiracy theories that came true when questioning the official narrative proves crucial. And part two, 10 more conspiracy theories that came true. From a fascist coup d'etat to the FBI poisoning alcohol, it's all documented at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Second hour with Larry Klayman, Paul Joseph Watson, and Dr. Michael Kaufman coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.